Welcome, Seekers. This is Reverend Susie the Floozy, and I finally got another chapter done of my interminable Hurricane Chronicles.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
And yes, finally, tonight, Chapter 10, Deathmatch!
I'm going back.
But that little Bill O'Reilly in your head is screaming, get over it! Let's move on already!
Oh, where was I? Oh, yes, yes.
And now George begins his descent into hell.
Again.
And again, and again, and again.
That's the point of investigation.
Children, it's time for your history lesson. Put on your virtual reality helmets.
It began far, far away from this lovely palace.
I'm not going to be deceived.
George's father cursed his son for bringing him such misery.
For we learn that MacBush's father has been racked by recurring nightmares of his eldest son as he slept.
I know just what he wants, to get and keep the throne with the help of the Argives.
He senses danger all around him, but it is in his eldest son that he finds the most immediate threat.
George's father, the ex-president, had scarcely enough energy to make a few phone calls.
Hello. This terrific, beautifully coordinated conspiracy was the ideal remedy when the deception of his presidency was finally laid bare.
Come on, man. Don't tell me those doggone knuckleheads. The governor and the president are doing some awful, awful things.
I'll tell you more about that, but not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Now, you mean to tell me those goddamn drug addicts, the two of them, come down to this city looking for something to take the edge off of their Jones and think lickety-quick. Thousands of people are dying.
Your city will fall between these two brothers.
The order of nature, it seems, has gone awry. For Shakespeare, individual acts of immorality have larger repercussions.
Mr. Mayor?
I am just... I'm at the point now where it don't matter.
It is no matter to them that your city will be destroyed.
The city of New Orleans will never be the same.
And its men will be slain, and its women, so long as these two ambitious rulers get what they want now.
Could have ended with that whole descent into hell thing.
It's all wrapped up in one big, beautiful pink package, and if you could put a stamp on it and mail it to Washington to your favorite senator, you might get in a few good licks for the human race.
Hurricane force winds, rain, and floodwaters can make streets and bridges impassable.
Oh, what are we going to do?
We were finding something out. We were finding out more and more that we were not alone. It used to be that when I came home angry or depressed, I'd just clean my condo, polish my Scandinavian furniture. I should have been looking for a new condo.
Wave after wave, the almost infinite size of this water numbed the brain. This was the divider. On the other side of the barrier, one might dream of rescue. But here, one was clamped down, helpless, condemned.
Just think, Jeb Bush is somewhere in this state right now.
We'll be right back.
almost invisible through the sheets of wind-whipped driving rain, sat a creature from the Black Lagoon.
Look!
Ah, what the hell is this?
That is our president, Brother Jed Crow.
Why?
What the hell could that mean to you?
Yeah, I know. You're asking what the F-word is Shark Man of the Delta, the old rogue warrior, doing here, up to his badass and slime and tangos, which is radio talk for terrorists, when he could be sitting in the outside jacuzzi with a yard-wide smile and a couple of big bazoom hostesses from Hooters slung over his back.
I don't know, man.
Well, friends, the simple answer is that
it was something important, some enormous turning point.
The elder ex-president said, shrugging.
He wanted me to work for him. It's complicated, he said, but the bottom line is that I've been waiting for someone just like you to come along. I have a proposition that will probably interest you.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Kill him.
Say what?
I want him dead.
What did you say?
He must die. He knows too much.
What? You almost had me.
We cannot risk some foreign power grabbing him.
Yeah, right.
It is upon your shoulders that this great responsibility falls.
It's great.
We do not bear our burden lightly.
Just great.
With the full knowledge of our responsibility, we must find him.
Fine.
In the interest of national security, kill him.
Whatever.
No chances. Shoot him on sight.
Great.
We shall.
Sure.
We must.
Oh, yeah.
Find him.
Mm-hmm.
Kill him.
Yeah, maybe.
Think of your mother.
You're kidding.
Think of the yet unborn children.
No, you're not kidding.
I understood now what President Boy Wonder had in mind for us. Domestic terrorism. Oklahoma City was nothing. Nothing compared to what's going to happen soon. It'll be total anarchy. The animals in control and no way to stop them. And while the FBI and the rest of them look for structure, for patterns, all those thousands of armed and dangerous drug gangs, crazies, paranoids will be out there shooting and looting, courtesy of President George Boy Wonder, Bush.
The governor wasn't crazy about the odds.
It would f***ing turn America inside out.
What is important is George not speaking out.
It was my unenviable job to extract George's exalted butt out of there, preferably in one piece.
I didn't want to get too maudlin or too emotional, but you're gonna die.
And for that, we give thanks.
What the f***? We didn't say anything. We didn't have to.
The governor had it all figured out.
I plan to dump this body in the ocean.
Wise? Yeah, a fine choice. So from now on, you will be addressed as
President Badass.
How Snake Plissken, all right.
Snake, love me, I dear.
You're Plissken.
You guessed it.
Heard you were dead.
The governor barked a laugh that scattered a flock of snowy egrets.
How many times have I heard that before?
What you doing in here with a gun, Snake?
Looking for somebody.
Who?
The president.
Golly. The president?
News that a murderous poster boy for TMJ might be lurking in the mangroves had touched off heated high-level communiques with Tallahassee and Washington, D.C. As it turned out, there was no danger whatsoever.
George had been naughty again. It was an awful mess.
He was dirty, his clothes torn, his face covered with a sticky mess of clap.
I've suffered mightily.
Sore behind and all? Bush is free. Thank God.
Sure.
At length he let out his breath in a long sigh and opened his eyes. They were bright blue. Eyes that in this frustration seemed nearly mad.
Look, I'm going to say it one more time. If I could, maybe I can be more clear.
Hide from them. No, sir. Don't even try. They hear everything. They got that tracking device on you. They can find you anywhere, anytime. You can't hide from them.
When George regained his senses, he lay in wet, moldering hay. His eyeballs were jumping in their sockets, and his neck felt tingly and hot. He sat up and said...
And there was the initial shock, and then there was the reaction about...
Free. And freedom is beautiful. And it'll take time to restore chaos. To restore chaos.
this.
Is this all routine? Seems to me to be kind of overboard. I mean, all this checking and everything, as though you expected this town to...
Sheriff, have you noticed any strangers in town during the past week?
No.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I know everybody in this burg. The only strangers we get are tourists. You know, we get them all the time, stopping for gas, if ID, that's all.
We want to know from either you or your deputies the minute any stranger doesn't keep going through.
Then this isn't routine.
No, it isn't.
Can you tell me?
The Stoolik shot through the lungs and left for dead. Before he died, he told them something was up.
Listen, Rummy, I'm going to say it plain and simple. Is some blind tiger jerking suds on the side?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Well, I'm taking from you.
They've given them permission to shoot us.
The Stooley seemed very proud of being an American before he kicked off.
Meaning, crime is crime, but this is something else again.
Right. So we can't take any chances.
The governor barked a laugh that scattered a troop of storm-addled monkeys.
Call me Snake.
I thought you were dead.
God!
No man recognizes leadership without the challenge of combat. It is the way. Call him out!
Call him out! Call him out! Call him out! Call him out!
What do you see?
My eyes!
Big Brother George.
He's alive.
Where is he now?
It was my nasty assignment to sneak up without being seen or heard. Kill. They climbed back in my stallion and ride out of town. But it's going to take me a few hours.
We call him the teacher of boys.
There was absolutely no question about that.
Ah!
You're a disgrace to your father, both of you.
What do you mean? I could see people there in that place of mud.
We're weary of these quarrels, of the bloodshed.
Got dang right.
Yep. I could sense they were honorable folk.
Will they get out of the city and return to their houses? Do you promise that?
The president's brother wore a faint smile.
That's the next step.
Come on, man.
So the governor says, here's an idea.
Listen, I'll take you out of here.
Yes, sir.
Jet glider just a couple of blocks down the street.
Really?
You're kidding.
And all you gotta do is get me to him.
No kidding? On the level?
Sure.
Yeah!
Adjusting his sunglasses.
The governor shrugged unhappily.
You a cop?
No.
You got a gun?
Keep your hand over it.
Hey, this is a real one. You just get in?
You live here.
I just got caught on the street after dark and I'm stuck here all night. You're a cop.
Looking for the president.
You find him... Gonna take him out?
As for my brother and himself, he will be sent into exile for the rest of his life.
The governor of Florida explained.
If he isn't killed, I mean.
Take me out with you, Snake.
Why?
I can think of lots of reasons why.
You kind of perversions, and I'll blow your head off.
Hey, Snake. Hey, what were you doing back there, Snake?
Looking for somebody.
Well, why didn't you ask me? Hell, I know everybody in this town.
Now, where's the president?
You don't have to put a gun to my head, I'll tell you.
Wait a minute.
Damn!
It's a dangerous game he's playing.
We agree. Something must be done. Although we may not suggest what that is, of course.
No man recognizes leadership without the challenge of combat. Now that I've ridden the worm, they think there's nothing else in our way.
Is there?
I don't know.
Jib's coarse mop of black hair was long and swung down, almost concealing a low, broad forehead. He wore the remains of shorts and his feet were bare like George's, always darkish in color. Jib was burned by the sun to a deep tan that glistened with sweat.
I have to say, you did much better than your reputation led me to believe, given your unusual lifestyle.
He was delightfully gay and wicked.
Oh, did he know that for a fact? I'm glad he did, because as you'll remember, it was moi who composed that lovely factoid of disinformation and buried it in the intel link.
What do you mean?
It's exactly what it looks like.
For all the garish paint on his face, it was as though the vague, inconsequential dreamer they'd known up till now had been nothing but a mask, discarded now that it was no longer needed, to reveal the truth mask beneath.
It's just a disguise. I'm hiding that from a couple people. You understand me?
Then suddenly he fell silent, and his gaze was held by that ancient, inescapable recognition.
Wait till they get a load of me.
So a man can put on his mask, which will turn him into a demon, or a god, or anything you like, and behind that mask, he is liberated and become someone else. Try it yourselves, but watch out when you do it.
I still don't understand. It should be obvious to you that if anybody wanted to kill the president, he could do a beautiful job of it right from his trap.
Big, beautiful booby trap.
And we got just 3 seconds to nail the president.
Jeb gazed at the sky.
It's time for my American operation.
From here, the future will open. The clouds will part to reveal its glory.
And it gives me no peace. I know what's coming.
Yes, I understand, Mother.
What you're about to let loose, not just here on Arrakis, but across the entire universe.
I'm powerless to stop it. Terrible purpose awaits us, Mother. This vast organism we call humanity is about to reinvent itself from the ashes of its own complacency. The sleeper has awakened. Anything that tries to stop it will be crushed.
The abomination.
There are innocents.
Your father would never have spoken this way.
I wish my father... Oh, what's the use? Once the ideas were back in the anger.
When I get back, I'm gonna kill you.
He could have had them killed, but it was important to establish the new wolf as an honorable man. Besides, it never hurt to build up a little goodwill among the mercenary community, especially after cutting down some of his own men.
What's the difference? Ace those craps. Don't give me that politics jazz. It's not my racket.
What's in it for you?
I haven't the slightest idea.
I don't even know who's paying me, and I don't want to know.
Haven't you any feelings at all?
No, I haven't, lady. They were taken out of me by experts. If I had any feelings left in me at all, it'd be for me. Just me.
Don't you ever think of your mother, your father?
Think of them? I used to think of them a great deal.
The runaway governor shifted uncomfortably.
My mother wasn't married.
Hello?
Be ready in 5 minutes.
You bring the towels, I get the penicillin.
They left me in a home. A home.
I said, my mother doesn't acknowledge my existence. Your father, particularly, I said, not with him.
True measure of a man is how you handle defeat.
My old man was a dipsock.
I think not.
What are you talking about, man?
Look!
They followed his gaze to find the sour joke.
Oh, no. Okay.
I am your father,
Luke.
Or something more.
George's young brother's father was
Pat Robertson.
Oh, no! Yes!
Oh, my God!
This is offensive to Christians and prunes.
Why did God let this happen?
I don't know. Robertson and the bushes were so close that he left his sweat on them, and they pulled together behind him.
One of the best solutions is to go out with, you know, couples when it gets to be a groping, a wrestling match. I think it's, you know, perfectly normal.
The governor of Florida
was playing with the gun.
40 years ago, my mother abandoned her family and walked out.
Right now, it's in the dumper. Yes!
The family closed ranks behind her. Her name was Mud, spelled in capitals.
Yes? My friend, George.
Her name's Mud.
The Bush family is a vicious cycle which has got to be broken. And the first thing you do with that is breaking up the family, but at the same time, there's something else. That's something that'd be in the privates that is a deep malaise that's got to be taken care of and touchy-feely for the real thing.
What on earth are you talking about?
Within 6 months, he'd broken her arm in a fight.
You surrender to us or else... You compromise your integrity. You submit to us.
Baby wants to play. Get free.
Pat Robertson cocked one leg and kicked her in the side of the head.
You freaking look at me.
The sound of the blow was sickening.
He punched out two of her front teeth.
Beat up.
You are mine. You are a special treasure to me. Pat Robertson, almighty. Their lives became full of every kind of wickedness and sin, of greed and hate, envy, murder, fighting, lying, bitterness, and gossip.
Ah, good times.
Yes.
So God let them go ahead into every sort of sex sin and do whatever they wanted to. Yes, vile and sinful things with each other's bodies.
How much stimulation does it take to get the explosion? That's what you're asking. And it varies with the individuals.
Pat Robertson shrugged.
But I shot a dirty movie, 16mm, 35mm movie, had the negative. She was out of her body. She was sitting in a Mexican hot tub, and the next thing you know, she's up on clouds someplace. She kept banging, banging, banging with this silver cord coming out of her stomach. I mean, it was a big deal.
Gracious!
Now, this was a demon of lust. She had one of these X-rated whatever sexploitation movies.
What man would want, you know?
She wants to always think that she's surprised by love, and when she's surprised by love, that means she doesn't have any kind of prevention against pregnancy.
He thought of a sublime irony.
Let her be polluted
with a huge pickle.
Now we're going to do it to you.
Meaning?
God told me our next child is going to be a boy.
Pat Robertson rocked on his heels.
And he is going to fulfill his plan, his purposes, regardless of what they do.
And that little boy whom nobody liked grew up to be...
our president's brother, Jeb.
The Bush family. Gold is mine and the silver is mine and all these treasures are to come to me.
He said gravely.
And while the Bush family is doing their little high-level United Nations business, I'm going to be moving underneath them. I'm going to take their money away from them.
He said with a dark chuckle.
Mutually assured destruction. That isn't nice, but that's the way it's got to be.
Bush crime family. It survived scandals and frauds and addiction.
I've always believed there's a chemical for every occasion.
The governor of Florida said absently.
Roden looked at him quizzically.
Drugs again. I might have known.
There is, in many of the Bushes, as in him, a belief that you'll never be found out. And if you should be, you believe the Bush crime family will use its money and muscle to save you, as it has always done in the past. And will again.
With the love of Mike, that may be true, but you don't think...
Look, whatever you're planning won't work. There's no way we can win.
Maybe so, but I owe him a favor.
It's a waste of time!
If his goal was simply to annihilate the world... would have done it a long time ago. He sent out a personal invitation to his party. If the guests don't show up, the party can't start.
All right, who is behind it?
He had an accomplice, Jack.
Jack?
Oh.
The man with the big yellow hat. George's friend.
But I didn't give a shit. In fact, I wanted him to know where I was. Wanted him to know how serious I was about dealing with this f***ing traitor.
Listen, Snake, I swear to God, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Snake? You want to see him sprayed all over that map, baby? Where's the president?
Swear to God, Snake, I don't know.
F*** with me.
Why do you want to know?
I want him.
Working for the man now, huh?
And I'll just beat it out of your squeeze.
Ouch, said the hooker.
Maggie doesn't know exactly where he is, and unless you know exactly precisely where he is, you'll never find him.
And all you gotta do is get me to him.
We gotta deal somewhere else.
We've got the president.
How's the president holding up, by the way? Is any political discussions you've had with him?
Never happened, baby. You see, I know something you don't know. Only got so long before Mr. President doesn't mean a whole lot.
Where was George? They looked for him everywhere, but they could not find him.
Is the president in there with you? No, the president!
It was still well before dawn when we linked up with Doc, Half Pint, Gator, Pick and Roden just north of the city.
Where am I?
You can't get there from here.
But I'm looking for the same old place.
Oh, you must mean the old plane place, sonny. It's right out back. Here's the key.
We're looking for the king.
I could probably find it. I can find anyone on the net.
You guys bounty hunters?
Yeah, we're on a quest, man.
Because I help you find him if you split the reward with me.
Do you know where we can find him?
Hell no.
Know his address?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Oh, and put up a good fight, if that's possible for you, sir.
See how I'm treated? I get no f***ing respect.
Mr.
get this thing over with.
The governor's gaze turned drifting again.
My strange and self-abuse is the initiate fear that wants hard use.
And that's an understatement. Roden turned and said,
"What do you really mean by that?"
I walked out into the water a few yards, felt this reassuring coolness, drew strength from his surging kinetic power, faced the horizon, took a leak.
Thank you.
And three cases of Coors Light later, I turned back to Roden. This goes way beyond global politics or anything else. This one's personal.
This line suggests that the young
McBush's
bloody reign of terror has only begun.
And that's bad.
He was absolutely right, of course. It was time to take the initiative.
Here, turkey, turkey, turkey! Turkey, 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 turkey! Nobody's gonna kill you! Here, turkey, turkey, turkey! Turkey, 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 turkey!
Yuck.
What is this crap?
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Shut up.
Easy, sailor. Easy.
Oh? You're one to pass judgment.
Jeb Bush passed like a shadow under the darkness of the tree and crouched, looking down at the trodden ground at his feet.
Wait a minute.
The droppings were warm. They lay piled among turned earth. Jib bent down to them as though he loved them.
I just love it when crap lines up like that.
They were olive green, smooth, and they steamed a little.
Kind of smells like French toast.
Jib crouched with his face a few inches away from this clue, then stared forward into the semi-darkness of the undergrowth.
I stopped to listen for anything. Nothing. I resumed my crawl. So far, the mission was going perfectly. Of course, I'd been at it for less than a minute since I'd emerged from the salt pond. Moving on hands and knees, we pressed forward, slithered steadily in the darkness, trembly, moving like antenna as we crawled on padded knees and elbows. The rain drummed steadily, whipped into stinging ball bearings by the 20-mile-per-hour winds. That was good news and bad news.
Is it for real? Is water really falling? Is it hallucinations of the day? But I am wet, and so are all the people. We don't seem to miss the sun anyway. And the drought is over, okay? Yeah, the drought is over, all right. But the rain could last all night.
The good news, the rain would help stifle any ambient sound I made. The bad news was that it would make everything I touched as wet and slippery as a horny 18-year-old cheerleader on homecoming weekend.
Mackerel, what a line!
Shut up.
Unheeding his discomfort, his nose only a few inches from the humid earth, he stole forward 5 yards and stopped.
Just then he heard footsteps.
A cold foreboding curled within Jeb's gut.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
A deed without a name.
He had to hide again, but where?
That boy knows that swamp like I know New Orleans.
I dropped back into the shadows, and slowly, surreptitiously, furtively, I stopped. Behind me, the rodent also halted. We waited, our breathing shallow.
Who's there? Drunk in a dress.
Hey, wait a minute.
With a hiss of indrawn breath.
Oh, my God. That's her. What? I mean, that's him. That's the king.
I never would have imagined.
In the trail, a furtive thing, ape-like among the tangle of trees.
Hail to the chief.
Ooh, there he is.
Found him.
Roden, stage whispered.
Well, that was a tricky one.
Shut the hell up!
I could hear my own heartbeat and wonder if George could hear it too.
Jib pulled himself out of the water and stood facing George.
Hey! You!
Roden turned his palms up and shrugged.
Hey!
The idiot did not notice when Jib spoke.
Are you deaf or what?
Guess what? The lights were on, but no one was home. He'd stopped cold. He'd seen something. Of course he had. Me.
It's me.
You what?
George saw a man. The man saw George, too.
You little jerk.
Jib glared at George.
Brother met Bush midway. He was knee-deep in water, and they spotted each other at the same time.
They faced each other on the bright beach, astonished.
Talk about total surprise.
And so it came to pass.
the meeting of the brothers. Brother and brother, peasant and nobleman. This was the moment we'd been waiting for.
Whatever.
What would happen?
At first, he looked puzzled.
Dumb George did not notice Jib even when he saw him.
My, oh my.
And how surprised his brother was to discover George right in the middle of it. His brother, who had been looking for George everywhere and was happy to have found him at last.
Yo, scumbag. Freeze, motherfucker.
Don't shoot.
In Time Stand Still Land, his gaze fell on his young brother, and there was a moment of extraordinary stillness, of suspension in both men. Their eyes held the same wideness, their mouths the same open-lipped wonder.
Yuck.
I thought in a flash of enlightenment that each knew the identity of the other, even though they showed no overt recognition nor made any attempt at polite speech.
Who the hell?
George gurgled crapulously, his jaw jutting like a buzzard.
Don't stare at me like that,
he slurred. A globule of spittle was caught in the corner of his mouth, giving him a slightly demented appearance. Then he looked at me again. He smiled once more, nervously.
You must be the nice boy from the pharmacy. Just leave my husband's medicine on the top step.
Roden curled his upper lip.
It's him! It's him!
There are some who feel like that.
I'm Hillary Clinton under those robes.
Well, well, well. If it isn't my half-brothers.
You!
For a moment, MacBush is overcome. Even the forces of evil have betrayed him.
Damn!
George hadn't counted on an intrusion by the governor. But it wasn't totally surprising. The man worshipped hurricanes. Ignoring his presence would have been selfish and irresponsible.
What are you?
And a familiar face loomed up before him.
I smiled at him. You worthless pencil dick sack of shit.
He glared at his brother.
You should have seen his face.
Nice outfit.
Ever the fashionable dirtbag, he was dressed to kill. Literally.
George Bush wore a red and black houndstooth dress and had an untidy, multicolored silk scarf tied in a bunch knot round his neck.
Man, why are you dressed like a chick?
Gentlemen, I'm feeling fruity tonight. Toga, toga.
Woohoo!
His sandy hair, considerably longer than it had been when they dropped in, was lighter now.
Twisted Sister, man!
His hair all askew from travel, his jugular sticking out like mug handles, a frosty bottle of Heineken in his ugly fist.
And his bare back was a mass of dark freckles and peeling sunburn.
He looked wretched.
Hey, boys!
His hair was full of dirt and tapped like the tendrils of a creeper. All over, he was scratched and bruised from his flight through the forest. George, the idiot, needed a bath, a haircut, a butt wipe, and a good deal of ointment.
President Boy Wonder was nicknamed for the tattoo on his left tit, just below his Adam's apple. You guessed it, Stevie Wonder.
Hey, check it out!
The creepy crawlies had nibbled on his private parts.
Touch it.
Burrowed in and started to suck.
Touch it!
Oh, how awful.
Touch it!
The dog stuck a paw in my direction.
I'm honored to shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein.
I looked at it, but didn't do anything.
I can't bump George.
From the look on George's ugly face, I had just surprised him. George frowned.
George licked his lips and turned his head at an angle so that his gaze avoided the embarrassment of linking with Jib's eye.
Why did you remember me?
My brother.
Call me Snake.
My, oh my, Roden said. I guess you boys have a past.
Man should remember his past.
George looked up, an impulsive expression of annoyance flashing across his face.
I don't live in the past.
Isn't that just history trying to repeat itself?
He grinned. Long time no see. Where the f*** were you, I wheezed.
Now the antagonism was audible.
Yeah.
George sighed, sensing the rising antagonism.
That's an interesting question.
George shrugged, his shoulders bunched.
Here I am.
The fact that he was there didn't exactly surprise me, although it made me goddamn mad. I saluted him with my middle finger.
Here it comes.
Do you know what you've done?
Jay muttered to G.
Steve, how many questions you got?
The name Snake.
I know.
His mind cleared quickly, and he looked warily at his brother. How much did his brother know?
I don't know why you say that. My job is to lead and to solve problems. That's when it gets dangerous.
George twisted further into himself. Jib watched him in disgust.
It was time for a wake-up call. I got close enough so he could hear me loud and clear.
duplicitous little turd.
George looked at him dumbly.
Do what?
Murderer.
George flushed.
There've been a couple of unfortunate deaths.
The look on his face told me he realized I was right. His eyes narrowed.
One, I never did anything illegal. Big difference.
George cradled the conch, fragile and white.
Two, I never did it for the money.
Oh, come on. Sure you did.
No, but let me make sure you understand where we're headed.
Boy Wonder turned back towards the view and changed the subject with a sweeping gesture.
It gets dark for those affected, I understand that.
There was absolutely no question about that.
But I'm confident. The great city of New Orleans will be back on its feet.
Yeah, right.
New communities will flourish.
President, dumbass, didn't
get
quite
your life
get it.
Back in order.
He had absolutely no idea.
The country stands with
what loomed above us in the Gulf water.
And America will be a stronger place for it.
This place looked like something out of a science fiction movie.
Now, it's not going to be perfect, but it doesn't have to be
assimilating the possibilities of irresponsible authority.
So today I desire to dominate the world.
I let him babble on. I never changed my expression.
George forgot his wounds, his hunger and thirst, and became smirking.
Hello. I see. Oh, snake. Prior to my arrival, the city of New Orleans started to go down.
He rolled his eyes.
We created an environment for the entrepreneurial spirit to be strong.
You got that right.
And I found it to be useful.
How, you ask?
I got the conch, said George, laughing with triumphant pleasures. I got the conch, ain't I, Jeff?
What the hell are you talking about?
I came away the dictator of New Orleans.
What?
Unwillingly, Jeb felt his lips twitch. He was angry with himself for giving way. He muttered,
"Don't feel bad about it."
Ah, terrific, and you're beautiful.
I can smell the blood on your hands from here.
Gosh, I'd...
George noticed blood on his hands and grimaced distastefully.
That's kind of one of those exaggerations.
George raised his blood-flecked arms toward the heavens,
then wiped them on his shorts and laughed.
Spotty.
Damn you!
Jeb Bush leapt to his feet and stabbed the air with his index finger contemptuously.
You are nothing but a penciled puss, crap-eating, turd-faced, shit-for-brains, motherfucking little sucker. Well, George said finally, I like that. He grinned. I like a man who's straightforward. He was at it again. Well, considering the fact that you're always in deep shit, you might be thinking about a new line of work. I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. I must have seemed skeptical, because he smiled the kind of ingratiating smile you see in a great salesman and clapped me on the shoulder. That's why we should talk. See if we can work something out.
George's brother decided. I'll show him the one thing he hasn't got. Jeb stood up, scowling in the gloom, and held out his hands.
Joint!
Bush's voice rose to a shriek of terror as Jeb snatched the glimmering conch off George's idiot hands. I've got the conch. George looked at Jeb open-mouthed. Jeb squatted back on his heels and showed his teeth at George. There isn't a tribe for you anymore, man. The conch is gone.
Like hell.
Jeb glared at his brother.
Chief Justice Rehnquist just swore me in.
You're crazy. That ain't possible, said the president guardedly. He felt sick.
You'll never get away with it.
I already did. Press Secretary's already issued a statement to reluctantly accept my charge.
You're the one.
You're right.
I'm sorry I couldn't be your father, or like the shadow of your mother, or cast your black cloud asunder. I thought I'd be the one, a room of lights, a blinding sun. I don't know why I thought I'd be the one.
Oh, yeah, you want to compare popularity
polls? Yeah, let's talk about popularity.
He musters the courage of old and challenges
Jeb.
Well, I don't mean to be a discourteous host, but this is my playground. I rule this territory.
My, my. What an amusingly misguided view. Very well, then. You leave me no choice but to declare war.
So be it.
You challenge me knowing you don't stand a chance. Humans are such strange creatures.
You know...
But when that Jeb taunts him with accusations of cowardice...
You sniveling coward.
McBush
reacts just as he did to Lady McBush when she berated his manhood in Act 1.
You know, I couldn't have said that better myself.
He was jumping around like a f***ing organ grinder's screaming monkey.
Look, I'm calling you down, man. I mean, there you are.
I broke a finger. His, not mine. He screamed.
Bush screamed.
That's what I said.
Dropped him right where he stood with a single devastating blow. His face took on a real panic expression.
The decision as to whether or not there will be a fight is up to the Democrats.
Craving his hand, he backed away from me. But I stayed with him.
People know we're close.
I took the front of his shirt in my hands. Gentle listener, you know as well as I do what the obvious question is. Let's say it together.
What the hell?
What the hell, man?
Well, I could tell you, but I'd rather show you through interpretive dance.
Squirrel nuts! Listen, sunshine, I'm gonna open up a fresh can of whoop-ass on you, boy. Yeah! Bring it on!
Half of your life is gone, but you don't worry. They're killing you, but you don't even care. They play you just like a game of checkers. A King's Row Houston business waiting there. Woo! Now these 9 long years have come between us. Hollywood not far from San Antonio. Why don't you hammer up a lay for General Hershey? Deal out artificial skin and
dropped the ball in the bowling hall, cause he fell on a loser and he took a fall. Poor mother.
Oh, my sweet darling mother.
In the middle-aged Gulf of Texaco, he met in my heart when you should know my brother.
Oh, great brother. Oh, yes. Why don't you take another roast to Uncle Hammy? He got going out of business and galore. But don't let money change into a billfold. Cosmic conscience catered for the gold. And if you skim the knees while playing cowboy, well, you might be an artist if you want to. You got to follow bouncing balls of Texas Bears.
Daddy dropped the ball in the bowling hall, cause he bet on a loser and he took a fall. Poor mother.
Wow, poor darling mother.
In the middle age of Texaco, he met in my heart when I knew.
Really miscalculated.
George fought to steady his nerves. He was flabbergasted to find himself in the middle of something so ugly, complicated, and dangerous. Only hours ago, the arrangement seemed foolproof and exciting.
Woo-hoo!
A modestly fraudulent insurance claim, a wild fling with a boyishly attractive Brown from the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
I want balls to get on.
George could even envision their torrid, drunken night in an abandoned hurricane motel room hot tub. Brown splashing beneath him in fetid water after working the Johnny Walker bottle like a snake trying to swallow an egg. The president and Brown would get raunchy, playing baby raper and squirming like worms on a griddle. George felt a spasm in his colon.
He grinned suddenly.
Wait a minute. I have a better idea. I have an even better idea.
Rodent said,
Vixen ambush.
Yeah, right.
Close your eyes for 1 second. Just a second.
Fine with me. The blow caught me good.
He almost lost his balance and toppled forward.
Then I knocked him backwards.
And George flew off the seat.
Who's quiet?
So there's no excuse left for backsliding.
You keep getting on my back. You're always on my back.
Luckily, George was not hurt.
You are a piece of I poked him in the eyes, grabbed his ears, and head-butted him. Drove him back like he was a tackling dummy and kneed him in the balls. That was just fine with me.
Oh, yeah? Well, Mom always liked you best.
You want to know?
You always picked on me. You and Mom, my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because Mom liked you best,
you know,
and she
why?
Never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best?
She,
George spoke unbelieving. The bolting look came into his blue eyes. Jeb grinned back malevolently.
Sure she liked me best. Why not?
This was too bitter for brother George, and he began to cry out shrilly.
I never knew Mom liked you best. Supposed married a silver spoon in hand. Lord, they damn themselves. But when the tax man comes out to the door, they're just like a Roman sailor.
She
never liked me.
You want to know why?
Your mom always used to pick on me. That's
why. Because I happen to be an only child. Your mom gave you a dog.
He was muttering and about to cry.
I remember when I was 10 years old, I said, oh, if I could only have a dog. My brother had a dog, and
I'm
I couldn't. I didn't get to play with your dog, and
why
you,
should
you
I?
Would always tell Mom.
He paused for a moment, and they both pushed their anger away.
Hombre, what's the matter?
It's just, I kind of missed my family.
Brosicle, I'm your family now, and this dude is never, ever gonna leave you. Never.
I guess I've always used violence as a way of getting attention.
Dumbly, George shook his head. Jib looked at him dumbly.
Yes, yes, me too.
Jib never saw his brother move silently in behind him and stuck him in the groin with a hidden dagger. The blade was in and out in a moment, unseen by anyone, but he was already moving away as Jeb fell to the floor.
Ouch! Oh, that ouchie!
You're finished.
Ouchies,
I'm out of here.
The president eyed his brother in a dark, poisonous way.
I always liked my brother. Mom says, always like your brother. I like my brother. We used to hang around and do things together.
Mom killed his dog.
Some folks were born made to wear the flag. They're red, white, and blue. And when the band played, fail to cheat, they point the cannon at you. It is me. It is me. I am a senator's son. It is me. It is me. I am a fortune one. Some folks were born silver spoon in hand. Don't they help themselves? But when the taxman comes to the door, the path looks like a rummage sale. It is me. It is me. I am the millionaire son. It is me. It is me. I am the fortune one. Some of them were embarrassed. Start spank eyes. They send you down the war. And when they ask how much should you give, they only answer more years. It is me. It is me. I am the military son. It is me. It is me. I am the fortune one. It is me. It is me. I am the fortune one.
George's mind raced.
Can't you remember anything? Like his weakness or some way to kill him?
Thought George.
You better better hurry and remember something if you want to live.
And for a moment, they seemed equally matched. But Jib quickly took the advantage.
You still don't understand how strong I am. This is in your honor. Now be gone from the face of the earth.
While Jib had always taken pride in maintaining his fighting skills, his brother was overweight and softened by too much easy living.
Come forth! All kneel before me! Bring your offerings! I hunger for the souls of all living creatures!
His brother began to back away.
I'm sorry Vice President Cheney couldn't be here tonight.
And Jib went after him.
You can't make me!
He swerved as the spear flew past. Jesus
hell.
And then was silent, running. Running desperately fast.
Look at me! I'm running unopposed!
Jib calmly aimed his gun and shot his brother through the head.
Ouch.
The president said absently.
That really ticks me off.
The blood and brains flew on the air.
And it feels good!
Damn. And the air was full of the stink of burnt meat.
Yuck.
A huge reefer. Might help me take the nasty taste of George Bush away. Rodent stretched.
Good times.
The flurry was almost over as soon as it had begun, and people quickly holstered their guns to give full attention to their swords.
Sword fight, go on guard!
Everybody needs a nemesis. Sherlock Holmes and his Dr. Moriarty. Mountain Dew has its mellow yellow.
That kind of pissed me off. What was his point?
This will be a monumental struggle of good versus evil. But evil will prevail.
Ow!
And at a range of only 10 yards, the wooden spears with fire-hardened points flew towards the chosen pig. George gave a gasping squeal and staggered up, with two spears sticking in his fat butt, the sting of another spear in his flank. The trailing butts hindered dumb George, and the sharp cross-cut points were a torment. George blundered into a tree, forcing a spear still deeper. Jib could follow him easily by the drops of vivid blood. George staggered his way ahead of them, bleeding and mad.
It is still within our power to shape the outcome of this battle and turn events toward victory.
He staggered into an open space where bright flowers grew and butterflies danced round each other, and the air was hot and still. Here, struck down by the heat, George fell. He squealed and bucked, and the air was full of sweat and noise and blood and terror. Jib ran round the heap, prodding with his spear whenever pig flesh appeared.
Jib thrust a dagger between his ribs.
He tried to twist away from me, but I was having none of that.
Jib was on top of George, stabbing downward with his knife.
So Steve,
what the guy's name was?
Shut the hell up!
Jib muttered that his name was Snake and was silent again.
A sense of destiny burned in Jib as he fought his brother.
Any last words?
I looked him straight in the eye and I said, E-I-E-I-O.
Almost immediately, he went limp.
Can't move.
Not paralyzed, so much as scared.
His brother fell to the floor, and Jib kicked him in the face as he lay dying.
How pathetic.
I took the scumbag by his f***ing throat before he could react.
Are you losing consciousness so soon? I shall run you through with your fang of destruction.
The man's face showed that he realized he'd been screwed with and was about to get dead.
And in the end, Jeb simply battered his brother's sword aside with his superior strength and ran him through.
See you in hell.
Jib found a lodgment for his point and began to push till he was leaning with his whole weight. Bush screamed. The spear moved forward inch by inch, and the terrified squealing became a high-pitched scream.
The insane howl rose in volume and then cut off sharply.
I flexed my arm in an action that shuts off all air to his windpipe.
George's arms and legs twitched a bit, like a pig's after it has been killed.
God, he was heavy.
Jib had him by the hair.
Is known as an LAPD caress.
And was brandishing his knife. Jib talked as he worked. Sharpen a stick at both ends. Because of the unbearable blood, because of the enormity of the knife descending and cutting into living flesh.
Just above the Adam's apple.
He knelt down again and was busy with his knife.
Mindful of the electric dog collar.
Jib found the throat.
Throat real quick one.
And the hot blood boiled on.
Inch by f***ing inch until, oh God, that feels good.
There was a noise too, a kind of pop noise. Then he started work on the body and punched George, lugging out the hot bags of coloured guts, pushing them into a pile on the rock. Presently he stood up, holding George's dripping head in his hands. Where's that stick?
Here's the thing.
The rodent stuck a stick in my direction.
Jib held up the head and jammed the soft throat down on the pointed end of the stick, which pierced through into the mouth.
I looked at it. My, oh my.
He stood back and the head hung there, a little blood dribbling down the stick. The loudest noise was the buzzing of flies over the spilled guts. Eyes shining, mouth open, triumphant. Brother Jib savored the right of domination. Tonight we're having a feast. We've killed a pig and we've got meat.
Not every day you have the president to dinner.
Butterflies still danced, preoccupied in the center of the clearing.
Mission accomplished.
So it's over?
Oh, yeah, right.
That seems unlikely.
Amazing!
You did say impaled.
Yeah, of course I did.